news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News brief. More tornadoes tore through the central U.S. yesterday, devastating homes and lives. This man feeling
kind of numb at first, I'm sure. Once we sit down and decompress, it'll probably hit harder.
President Trump's attempts to seal a peace deal in Ukraine getting a tentative thumbs up from America's somewhat sidelined European allies. Here's NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
Clearly, the American administration is very much involved, closely coordinating with European colleagues, and of course, Ukraine, and I think that is very positive.
But Germany's defense minister says yesterday's phone conversation between President Trump and his Russian counterpart just showed Vladimir Putin doesn't want to end the war. President Trump's among those wondering just how long former President Joe Biden knew about his cancer diagnosis.
I'm surprised that it wasn't, you know, the public wasn't notified a long time ago, because to get to stage nine, that's a long time.
Biden has advanced prostate cancer that spread to his bones. CBS News brief, I'm Vicky Barker.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Public Schools could lose millions in state funding. Again, the district says they're likely going to miss another deadline to submit financial reports, putting their budget and credit rating at further risk. Last year's reporting failures already cost the district millions. MPS officials say they're working to get the documents filed, but the delay could mean more financial problems for Milwaukee schools. Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading a group of Democratic senators urging the president to close the so-called carried interest loophole. According to a letter obtained by USA Today, Baldwin and her colleagues point out that Trump had previously called the loophole, quote, unfair to American workers. They're asking him to follow through on his campaign promise to eliminate it. The senators argue that the loophole allows investment managers to pay lower tax rates than many middle-class Americans, costing the government billions in lost revenue. Southeastern Wisconsin gas prices are right around that $3 mark, with Waukesha the cheapest out of Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha today. Melissa Kay has more about the price of the pump around the state.
Gas prices rose 7.1 cents over the last week for an average of $2.98 today. This is 2.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Oil prices jumped following President Trump's decision to reduce tariffs and strike new trade deals. This move caused gas prices to increase in over three quarters of U.S. states last week. Drivers are seeing significant savings at the pump compared to a year ago, but that gap has narrowed as oil prices have rebounded. As it looks now, this could be one of the most affordable summers for motorists since the pandemic.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
It's the Brewers and Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanjay, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy and cold with rain, heavy rain likely here today. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more by the time everything winds down late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high today near 50, wind will be east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, not as windy. High of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature, 44.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, two swell Appleton gentlemen join me in the studio. First, comedian Rob Breckenridge, then owner of Appleton Cigar, our pal Norm Kopesky, is here to talk about Smoke on the Fox.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06. It is Tuesday morning, May 20th, I think, depending on what side of the international dateline my brain is on right now. It is another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or on the Civic Media app, watching us on YouTube or Facebook, maybe listening later on by podcast. Thank you for starting your day right here. I've got one of, well, many questions throughout the course of the next 3 hours, starting with, could I get a recommendation for a Sherpa to help me scale Laundry Mountain? Because we got back from our vacation in Europe last night, and that was after being awake for 22 hours of constant travel and flights across the ocean. And a lot of times we'll empty out our bags and go, okay, well, we'll attack Laundry Mountain in the morning. Didn't even get to that point. We just dropped the bags, headed right to sleep. And all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed right now because somebody's body clock thinks it's noon, as it would be in Portugal, but instead we're getting our day started here with day one back, and I want to thank everybody who helped make sure that the train continued to run on time, not the least of which would be our friend back at Radio Park, Gregorian Aloysius Bachmeister, who did, I guess the term is yeoman's duties, filling in. It's been a long time, but I know we explored the term yeoman's duties once, and it is a compliment. So that's all I got to offer is my fancy European word after being around, you know, Moorish castles and other Roman ruins throughout the past week or so here. How are you?
I'm doing well. I cannot complain. Things are going good and we're just rocking and rolling along. But yeah, it was a fun week. Lots going on. And thank you to Matt Rothschild, Angela Lang, Chad Holmes, and Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who her and I make up the spectacular duo of Doc and the Bach and the Doc. And
tell me you used that throughout the course of the day yesterday.
Oh, yeah. As much as possible. As long as I wasn't interrupting or it wasn't like, you know, no, it happened.
Nice. Good. Yes, thanks to Chris and Kristen. Now, I didn't stay all up to speed on everybody's, you know, social posts or headlines, but Kristen had a lot going on these past couple of weeks as well, but
yeah.
Still found time to fill in here. Let's see. Alicia says on YouTube, welcome home, Pat. Tony says, Matthias Patrick Kreitlow, good to have you back. Well, it's close enough. He says, I think the technical term is Greg crushed it.
All right. Let's just calm down.
You also missed Davison and the Doc.
Davison and the Doc, that was happening as well. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Sam, your third hour producer, that's his last name.
Oh, Salmon. Okay, gotcha.
I think I was saying Sam and the Doc, but whatever. They can call whatever they want.
Yeah, that's fine. And
the people have spoken.
Thank you for the kind words on YouTube as well. It was... You're going to get plenty of vacation chatter today because what few times I looked at the headlines back here at home did not make a list of, wow, I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Instead, here's the thing. So many times Americans who travel to Europe come back and they are insufferable. they're basically saying, where did our country go wrong? Why can't we have nice things? People, if I'm given just an empty microphone for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes, I'm going to be in the exact same category because you look around there at quality of life and everything else, and you go, what? What is the thing here? And the thing here is always, you know, freedom. Freedom. We don't need no metric system, even though it's easier. You know, we don't need, high-speed rail. Even though it's easier to move people around. You know, we don't need health care for everybody, even though it would be health care for everybody. Yeah. So, you know, it was one of those trips where you go, we got work to do when I get back.
All those socialist, communist countries out there giving people free health care and free education, they're falling apart.
And they're not. If anybody's falling apart, it would be the country that didn't keep up. And I'm not coming back here to trash America, but I definitely have some opinions on the how did I put it once when making notes? Stop being babies. And I'll tell you what, if I'm going to go off on any one thing about it, I will start with the metric system. Stop being babies about this. Like, oh, we've always used feet and miles. You've seen the Nate Bargatze sketch on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Mocking us for that. I should have known. That should have been my red flag back in the mid to late 70s when Americans were like, we're not going to change. Like, oh, this is an omen of things to come. Mm-hmm. You know, stop being babies about some of these things that would make our lives better. But you can only lead a horse to water so much. So Tony says, oh, no, did you come back to a socialist, Pat? Never really left. In that way, shall we say. It's all good. Pat Alicia says on YouTube, we could absolutely do so much better. I love my country and change can be a bad thing. I said cleaning up her language. But we need it and we can be so much better. And I mean, that's what it is. But let's take the geopolitics out of this for a moment. And, just talk about being away. And this was the whole point of my trip away, was for a dear friend getting married, somebody that I'd worked with at the TV station here in Eau Claire. And she has been through many ups and downs in her life and finally found happiness with this guy, this great guy. I mean, you know, Greg, you've been to a wedding and you go, wow, how did these two people find each other? Could it be any more perfect?
Mm, yeah.
I mean, our own, of course, too.
Oh, dude. Side. I mean, I've been thinking about my wife this whole time. That's how much I like her. And I'm not even saying that to be funny or anything. Like, I am that guy that you saw at the wedding and went, really? She picked him?
Him? Yeah.
That's, weird.
Trust me. That's exactly how I look back and I think of, because we were so young and all the people going, don't buy him anything engraved. You know, it ain't going to last.
My goodness.
But here we are, 40 years later.
There you go. You know? There you are.
So I was thrilled when they asked me to be the celebrant, the officiant, whatever you want to call it. So that was I had a gig while I was away. Was marrying these two wonderful people.
Yeah, that's great. I married a bunch of people, but most of them have been like quick type of things. You know, just very very fast sign thing. But I did do one ceremony, and it was so good. It was so fun.
Oh, and I knew that they were like, now it's not going to be overtly, you know, traditional, but we've all also been to weddings that are like, you know, 5-minute affairs, and you're like, well, let's do a little bit more than that. And they knew that I could be counted on to, you know, time this out with a few comments about them and about marriage and, you know, as they say in Princess Bride and everything else. And I would like to think that I did all right at that. So I'm very happy about that. So we'll talk more about the trip We will certainly get caught up on other things, like Hans Breitenmoser will be by, as he always is on Tuesdays at 7:30. Chad Holmes will be along. Again, thank you for filling in, Chad, and we'll talk about healthcare as well. And he may have mentioned already some of his own healthcare notes. Just a note to all men of a certain age, get checked up. Get checked up. It's a very good thing.
Yeah, like make sure, gentlemen, yeah, a certain age, you get the colonoscopy, the prostate check. If they send you a sleep study, you do the sleep study for your health because it's important.
It could
lead to maybe getting some life-changing help. And don't just play it off and be like, meh, and then like don't ever talk about it again. What now? Okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't talking to you, Pat.
Okay. So here's a story. So I'm at this winery for a reception thing the day before the wedding, and my phone rings, and it's the one time my phone rang, and it gave the name of the clinic, and I thought, okay, that's fine. I let it roll to voicemail, and you can see the text of the voicemail, and the text of the voicemail says, "This is so and so calling back with an urgent message about your upcoming appointment." When you hear urgent message and you took a sleep study, that's designed to find health problems, and you're not sure that the sleep study went well, and you see urgent message, are you going to wait, 5 days until you're back in the States, or are you going to call right away? So I called right away, and this person says, well, yes, we've had a change in the schedule, and we can move you up earlier and see you earlier. I'm like, so you're saying there's no imminent emergency, like my heart's not about to explode or something. This is not urgent, and I will call you back next week.
Yeah.
And I'm usually not that abrupt on the phone with folks, but don't say something's urgent in a follow-up to a healthcare thing, and it's just about changing the appointment date, okay? That was one thing I wanted to vent about today. So while we brought that up, but I will be following up today on the sleep study.
Okay.
Yeah. Alicia on YouTube says, Patrick, as I look over the top of my glasses, I was doing that, wasn't I? Yes, I did. So,
yeah.
But we're now that vacation's over, we're getting back on track for that, getting it taken care of. Because again, the little Apple Watch iPhone thing, I'll look at it like I did again this morning. It'll go, you're not dead yet. Good deal. You should follow up on that.
Good job.
So I will. Yes, so I will. And we'll talk to Chad Holmes about that. Did I get to Dan Schaefer? No, I didn't. Dan Schaefer will be here as well at 8:30. And not only will we talk about things like the Republican State Convention over the weekend and other things in Wisconsin, but we will get a little, shall we say, geopolitical. We'll get a little international here.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Well, because, and I mentioned this in our weekend newsletter that I had sent out while I was away, that not only was this wedding over the weekend in Portugal, but it was also Portugal's national elections. And so everywhere in Portugal, especially around Lisbon, were billboards with all the various candidates. And here's the thing, and it actually leads to our question of the week here. We think two political parties, not a great system here, and I would be the first to say, yeah, you're probably right. Portugal is going through something that other countries have gone through before as well. They have something like 10 different political parties. And the plus side of that is you try to cobble together a coalition at any given point based on where the voters say that where they want you to go. But sometimes the voters give you such mixed results that no group of parties can put together a coalition. They have two main parties, but there are enough people dissatisfied with both of them that some are going to like this far right Trumpist like party. Mm-hmm. Others are going far left, almost, socialist parties that they have there. And in the end, the election results were much like they are here, so evenly divided that nobody knows where we're supposed to go with this. Meanwhile, in Poland and in Romania, much like in Canada a couple of weeks back, the Trump wannabe candidates were dealt setbacks. Basically, people have looked at Trump and said, we don't want that here. So we're going to talk to Dan Schaefer a bit about how is it that Trumpism is holding on in the United States because it's the guy named Donald Trump, whereas everybody else who says, hey, let's do the things Trump does, they go, no, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to do that.
We don't need that.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Dan Schaefer about that. We'll talk a bit about sports, the weather. I've got Brittany Merlot's forecast here that I will rattle off as well. And then she'll be here a little after the 7 o'clock and the 8 o'clock news as well. Tony says, you've come back so cultured. Yes. Yes, I have. So much culture. I'm dripping with culture over here. Ooh, sorry, made a mess with my culture. Didn't mean to do that. So we will continue what we do here live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for making this a place to spend part of your mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlaw.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Mental health is health care. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worry wart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's a Tuesday morning. It's May 20th, 2025. And this is the week leading to Memorial Day weekend, isn't it? I've been so focused on the vacation thing that there's a big old holiday weekend coming up here. Are you sounding tired before the holiday weekend even starts?
No, I just forgot. There's work to be done here before because we're not going to be here on Monday. So I have to.
Oh, that's right. That's yes. The holidays are great. Don't get me wrong, but for Civic Media radio shows and for us at Up North News, it means, hey, you can have the day off, but you're going to need to prepare some content ahead of time that we're going to post on the holiday, whether it's a radio show or a newsletter or whatever. And so it is the old saying, no good vacation goes unpunished. And that's exactly what we're facing here. So, yes, we do have that, but, you know, positive thoughts. It's a good long weekend coming up. We will remember those who gave their lives in service of our country. We will spend time with our families. We will welcome the changing season and the coming of summer right after March leaves. Because here's the email from Brittany Merlot. Welcome back. I hope the trip was wonderful. As for the forecast, blah. And here's your forecast. Heavy rain rolls into the state alongside gusty winds, knocking us down well below average for high temperatures today and battling a wind chill too. Here's the forecast for today across the state. Heavy rain, especially in southern Wisconsin. Lighter rain working its way north. Windy. Highs will be near 50 in the southwestern part of the state and near Lake Michigan. Upper 50s up north. And east wind at 20 to 30 miles an hour. I had to get used to that driving home last night. We have one of those big old flags at one of the workplaces here. And you don't normally see that thing blowing out of the east to begin with. And then like completely straight out, you know. And that's what it was with this 20 to 30 mile an hour east wind. Breezy and wet tonight. Still chances of rain. Lows in the low to mid 40s. And an east wind at 15 to 25. We turned the furnace off before we left on this trip, because remember 10 days ago, it was like pushing 80 all the time. It was feeling great. We had to come in. First thing we had to do is throw the furnace back on because it was so cold in the house here, because that's where we are now with the weather. Oh, well. So anyway, what do we have right now here? 45 degrees here in Chippewa Falls, and Brittany will be along in just a little bit to give us the full details on the forecast here. Somewhere buried in all of these notes as I try to get back into the swing of things is the Brewers. I was listening a bit on the radio. William Contreras had a great game, went 4-for-4, and then he broke a tie in the eighth inning with a two-out single. The Brewers won 5-4 last night over the Baltimore Orioles. For the O's, it's their seventh consecutive loss. But Bryce Durang had a great two-out walk, stole second, and then Contreras hit a shot past the shortstop to bring home Durang. Contreras singled in the first inning. He doubled in the third and the fifth. He walked in the sixth. His four-hit game matches a career high. Milwaukee's Abner Uribe earned the win by working a scoreless eighth inning. And let's see, the baseball action rolls on here. Let's see if I, you know what? I didn't put my notes down on that. I tell you, the guy comes back from vacation and he's just falling apart. So I can tell you we're playing Baltimore again today and then again tomorrow afternoon. So I'll get the exact game times for you. But again, you can hear the Brewers across the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll have details on that in a little later on as we come in through the show. The Up North News Daily Newsletter is out, as it is every weekday morning at this time. Christina Laurie puts it together. And here's the thing about, she talks about the Badgers. And you're going, what? The football? The basketball? The university? No, the animal. Apparently at this time of year, they like to flip from their stomachs to their backs and stay awake for most of the day. So we're learning all about the Badger here and how things change in warmer weather, which we're still hoping to get. There's also an article here on whether Uber or parking at the airport is the better deal at some of the busiest airports in America, and a bit about why the Trump administration wants to kill PBS, which I did take note that Sesame Street has been rescued, I guess, by Netflix after being on HBO Max for the past several years here. And so people have been passing around an old West Wing clip. Okay, to be honest, I see a lot of West Wing clips in my video. You know how it is. You click on one thing and suddenly they just keep feeding you more. And I clearly must have clicked on the one from Two Cathedrals, one of the great West Wing episodes. But I've been getting West Wing clips ever since. And there was one that came up yesterday, was making the rounds about cutting PBS. And the whole notion of that there's, you know, is PBS elitist? Fact-based educational programming and culture, there's nothing elitist about it. The better question is, why aren't more Americans watching and supporting the things that broadcast television won't otherwise provide? I don't mean to open up an entire discussion thread here on the merits of, you know, publicly funded public radio and TV, but I have lived in a place where the only commercial TV station eventually went out of business, and the only option was the government-run radio station. You don't want that. And I'm not saying that'll happen overnight here. But you've got to have a full range of media options that includes publicly supported media, as well as one that where you have a media landscape that isn't owned by, you know, just the millionaires and billionaires. In other words, it's not elitist to embrace education and culture. Look at me, Greg. I'm ending on culture again here. It's the European in me. So clearly what I need to do during this break here is brew a little espresso.
Or a little pot of tea, something like that.
That could be it as well. So we will continue to roll on here with my thanks for spending some time here as part of your mornings, powered by Up North News. We will have more live from Chippewa Falls after the Midwest Farm Report here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin farmers are planting a crop today, but not necessarily certain where it will end up. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. If it's being used for feed, that's one thing. But if it's bound for the marketplace, well, you just don't know where it might end up. Dr. Seth Meyer is USDA's chief economist, and he says, well, there's a lot of anxiety in the marketplace about potential tariffs and world agreements. He says, really, there still is a lot of world opportunity for U.S. grain.
So India is a tough nut to crack. But there are opportunities there. And so when you look at what are opportunities, some of those opportunities are tough, though. The Indian market's pretty tough. But clearly they need feed and both grains and oilseed meals for their poultry industry within the country. So there's opportunities there.
Dr. Seth Meyer, chief economist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, pointing to India as a challenging market, but one that could hold great promise for U.S. grains. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Tuesday morning, a little bit mixed. We'll get to numbers in the latest planting progress report next.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Yesterday, the barrel cheese dropped 2.5 cents to 185.5. 40-pound block cheese down 3.25, 189.75. While AA butter was unchanged. This morning, the June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 4 at 19.06. While July corn's down a penny, December new crop down 0.5, 4.41. July beans down a penny, November new crop unchanged, 10.37. July wheat right now up 6 at 5.35 a bushel. The Wisconsin farmer continued planting despite the weather. 73% of our corn in the ground as of Sunday. 66% of our soybeans are planted. 84% of our potatoes already in the ground. And 5% of the first cutting of our 2025 alfalfa crop already harvested. Just a quick snapshot on the markets this morning. I am Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be windy and cold with rain, heavy rain likely here today. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more by the time everything winds down late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high today near 50, wind will be east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, not as windy. High of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Kira Sabin, our positivity psychologist coach, will be here in her second of a three-part series on building community. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Welcome back. It's 6:35 on this Tuesday morning, May 20th. Pat Kreitlow here in Chippewa Falls, Greg Bach at Radio Park in the greater Milwaukee area, and Luke Mathers clearly joining as well, because adding at the text line, he copies in the Brewers notes so that I would have them in front of me, that you can catch the Brewers versus the Orioles. Coverage starts at 6:05 this evening on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and of course Hayward. And then tomorrow's matinee coverage begins at 11:35 in the morning before the Brewers leave town for a trip in Pittsburgh. Luke Mathers is like our security blanket. You notice that he's like our teddy bear. You know, he's right there.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
He's like a Teddy Ruxpin, where he just sits there looking cute most of the time, but sometimes you pull his string. And then he's either helpful or, yeah.
Point of order, Pat. Yes. Pat, yes. Teddy Ruxpin didn't have a string. You put a tape in his back and you played it and he sang to you. So get your toy facts straight.
Sorry. And of course, as Tony reminds us, like Teddy Ruxpin, so handsome and capable.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that much, very much out of Mr. Mathers, where I will again remind you that Brewers and Orioles coverage starts 6:05 and then 11:35 tomorrow morning. Do you? I'm trying to get into how do I tell this next part of my vacation story? And I have no. I have to start with the McRib from McDonald's.
Oh, you know the, how the my favorite Irish meat sandwich.
Is that what you call it?
The McRib.
The McRib.
Of the McRib clan.
Oh, I see. I like that Cassandra already, after she heard that sigh right away, puts up on YouTube. What time are we betting that Pat crashes today? Well, again, given the time zone change, by 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Today. Just absolutely out. But I appreciate that show of support. Or is it like watching a car crash? We never can tell. Here's why I bring up the McRib. In Portugal, there you will find some American things like Burger King and McDonald's. And McDonald's is going through an ad campaign out there right now. And there is a traditional Portuguese sandwich called the Bifana. Mm-hmm. And it is a makeup of pork. It's kind of like a pork patty. And then a sauce that has like notes of peppers and garlic and bay leaves. And there are a lot of traditional Portuguese foods there, a lot of sardines, a lot of cod. But then there's this pork sandwich. So that's the Bifana. Would you eat something called the McBifana? Because I saw those signs. The only thing you saw other than the billboards for all the elections and the candidates mm-hmm. was for the McBifana. And as much as I talked about it, would Sherry, who was doing most of the rental car driving and I was doing most of the navigating, would she pull over at a McDonald's for me to try the McBifana? Absolutely not. We were not hitting McDonald's in any way, shape, or form on the way there. So did I miss out or did I luck out? There's the big question for
Well, I guess, did you have a Bifana, you said it's called?
Bifana.
Yes. Bifana. Did you have a Bifana while you were there? Not attached to a fast food chain?
I did not. No.
So I feel like you missed out completely.
I did miss out completely. Yeah. There was a lot of cod. They love it. They make it in all these different ways, but in the end, it is still cod. And sardines, which again are fine, but really salty. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. really tough to overcome that. There are times when at two different points, I mean, you're not like next door to Italy, but you're a lot closer than you are here.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple of little, there were so many local restaurants. That's how I really want to put it, in all of these cities, in Lisbon and Porto and Évora and everywhere else that we went. Lots of these small, locally owned cafes and restaurants. And it was wonderful. And a couple of them were pizza places.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best pizza, the best pizza I've ever had was in Italy. And this was right there on its heels. The way that it's made there, just to get away from the commercial production, the mass production of food, and have something made right there for you one at a time, was just insanely delicious.
Did you find yourself, like, I know people have said to me before when they go to, like, Italy or Europe, they like, I ate so much food, but I felt light as a feather, and I lost weight because we were walking so much, and because all yes. the ingredients yes. are always natural, and there's yep. less chemicals and additives, like, because, you know, their laws say you can't do that because it, you know, hurts people.
Yeah, there's that, and also the fact that if you're on vacation, you're walking, you know, 8,000 to 14,000 steps yeah. every day, yeah. based on, you know, what our little phones tell us. And there in Portugal, which if you missed it earlier, I was there for a friend's wedding, and then we did some other exploring around the country. But it's very hilly, and rather than, you know, again, these cities go back, you know, millennia, and rather than bulldoze a lot of things, I mean, you are living in this, in these cities where the hills and narrow cobblestone streets, mm-hmm. I mean, very narrow cobblestone streets, driving was a character builder, shall we say, getting through some of these places like Nazaré, where I, and another part in Évora, we're going down this dirt road to get to where the wedding is. And clearly they were doing some setup of the wedding, because coming at us, not one, but two big delivery trucks.
Yeah.
And we're like, there's just no way. And we're faced with the prospect of backing down yeah. this dirt road about a good half mile with curves. And by the way, there, you know, at the end, not some curb and gutter, not something nice and flat. Oh, no, it just drops right off. And the guy in the truck was just like, no, come on, making this gesture. Come on, we can pass. And Sherry says, nope, and gets out, and I get in. It's my turn to take over. And I have never come that close to sideswiping a vehicle while at the same time nearly plunging off the road.
Yeah.
But we managed to pull it off. Things are just a little different in older places where you have the cobblestone streets. They are not built around cars. It's not built around a car culture. They still have trolleys. There's a wonderful trolley route that takes you through Lisbon that I could not recommend highly enough. And again, commuters are using the trolleys. They're using commuter rail. They're using light rail. They're using buses. And they're getting to work just fine, without having to have, you know, a million cars in the city center. And it's just a way of going about things that, how did, I think Pat said it, or Tony said, Pat, did you do a semester abroad in college? I feel like you're bringing strong college student back from a summer abroad vibes today.
Where did you go for vacation? I went to Barcelona.
Barcelona. That's exactly it. And it was not on our list, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, is this whole segment is brought to you by the Portugal Tourism and Culture Board. Go. I mean,
it's something that Americans, we're not a culture raised on the notion of traveling outside of our borders. It's, I mean, yeah. America is a big country. I mean, you can drive 11 hours and you're still in, like, from one side to other, and you're still in Texas. So yes. And I think when you grow up in like Europe, like my friends, I have friends in Europe. When you grow up in that area, you have access to cheap flights to other countries. It's yes. just part of your culture. You can drive to a different part of Europe, but we don't do that. And what you were saying earlier is, now we've almost, like what we were saying about PBS, culture breeds education, because you're surrounded by different people and you're learning and you're taking in more, and we have weaponized that to be the act of the elite, and
yes
the yeah and to be educated in any way, shape, or form is to be feared.
Correct. And it's very easy to, you know, mock those who get an education or who do travel, when the fact of the matter is the people who settled where you are right now, they were travelers once themselves.
Yep.
You know, and to think that any place is static and the way that my place right now is the way it's always been and should always be is just absolutely foolish. Things do change or evolve to some degree. And then there's other things that you hang on to because they're beneficial, like your trolley system. You know, we had those in this country all over the place until, again, it became big business to just pave everything and, and put cars in there.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me of one headline that I saw while I was away, was that Uber is experimenting now with, how exactly did they put it? It was like Uber's experimenting with multi-passenger timed commuter vehicles. And as somebody noted, in other words, we're privatizing the bus system. You know,
oh, more expensive or more expensive bus system. And great.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what it's always that, hey, you know, this corporation will be able to do it better than you, including McDonald's. We will make your national sandwich. Mm-hmm. We will mass produce it and we will make it better for you. Here's one thing that we have not embraced from Europe that I'm going to be okay with. Soccer. When we first got to Lisbon,
tread lightly, friend.
I know. Here's why. When we first got to Lisbon, we were at a hotel in the city center that was adjoining a large park, not a zoo or anything, just a large green space. And we were warned that there was going to be a big football match, and that it turns out Lisbon has two teams, kind of a Mets-Yankees thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, it was the second to last game of the season for the league in Portugal. And these two teams were tied for the top. And if one of them won the match, they would become the league champion. But if they tied, they'd have to go on to next week and play other teams and then decide it that way. But they said, we just want you to be prepared that if one of the teams wins and is going to take the title, there will be upwards of 1 million people in this park across the street. And so things could get a little crazy tonight because, again, we got in at like 8, 9 in the morning. We'd been flying all night and everything. And they said, just want to warn you. We're like, we're fine. We're tired. We don't care. We just want a nice, clean room. And we did. Wake up in time that the match is going on, and they draw 1-1. And you could have shot a cannon through that park because everybody was just like, ugh. It was such like this national letdown that, well, there was a tie, so nobody's the champion, so we'll have to play again next week. And that, so that's the point I'm making, is this whole notion of a tie, a 1-1 tie? No, no, we're not doing that. You play till somebody wins in this country. That much we've got. If we got to do a shootout, we'll do a shootout. If we got to do 12 overtimes, we're going to do 12 overtimes. This is America. There's a winner and there's a loser, and there's no ties here. Except in the National Football League, where they have really dumb rules. But otherwise, you know.
I was going to, I mean, while you were doing that, I was just going to be like, oh, that's a terrible version of that song. Wow. I was going to play America the Beautiful behind you as you just got more and more unhinged about the rules of a very old sport.
Tony, right away, you watch your,
I knew, you I told tone, you, man, sir. I told you Tony was going to, yeah.
Yeah. He said, I did not expect that hard turn back to America, Pat. Again, it's just the notion of ties and a game that ends 1-1. I was actually following the hockey playoffs while I was over there and hoping so hard to see, you know, teams from Canada in, because I'm not all America. I would like to see, because the Stanley Cup winner hasn't been from Canada in over 20 years. And, of course, they were all eliminated except for Edmonton. So, because, again, we do the shootouts. You play to win.
Oh, my God. Soccer does shootouts, too. Not all the time, but it's fine.
I know. And I didn't have to put up with a million people interrupting me. So I'm okay with that. Today's history lesson is next, as we always do. Mornings, up north and live here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Gerrymandering, the manipulation of voting district boundaries to engineer an election outcome which benefits a particular party, had a significant impact on control of the new Congress. A new report by the Brennan Center for Justice found over 4 of 5 congressional districts were won by a margin of over 10%, including 90% of the GOP House majority. Within that number, 132 GOP winners were in districts with winning margins of 25% or more, and 112 by a Democrat. In comparison, only 37 districts nationwide were decided by 5% or less, and only 19 districts were competitive enough to flip. The Brennan Center points to North Carolina as a state which, after a more liberal Supreme Court was flipped conservative in 2022, replaced the previous court's 7-7 competitive maps with the legislature's gerrymandered version, resulting in a 10-4 GOP congressional seat advantage. The most effective solution to gerrymandering at the moment is citizen-led independent redistricting, which has been successful in producing fairer and more competitive maps in California, Michigan, Utah, and a handful of other states. Brennan found that independent commissions, citizen-led or otherwise, drew only 82 congressional districts this cycle, but those districts were 3 times more competitive. We have the Brennan Center's report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Happy birthday to Sherilyn Sarkeesian of El Centro, California. You know her best as Cher, and she is 79 years old today. First teamed up with Sonny Bono in 1964, recording as the group Caesar and Cleo, before changing it to Sonny and Cher the next year. Once they hit it big with I Got You, Babe, she decided to just go with Cher. And so happy birthday to Cher, 79 years old today. Joe Cocker was born this day in 1944, passed away in 2014. And to play that song, it welcomes in our friend Dan Hagen, because the only way this show is going to work is if we get by with a little help from our friends.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song.
This is neither Dan nor Greg singing, by the way.
Or John Belushi.
Yeah. Yes. Mr. Hagen, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, this was that, wasn't it Woodstock where he nailed this song, right?
I believe so, yes.
Wow. I can't believe I just got a Woodstock reference from Dan Hagen.
I know. How great is this? What a great way to come back from vacation.
Nice.
I love my Beatles and, you know, the adjacent. You know, I can do adjacent. Once we get to Cher, I know a song or two.
That's awesome. Wow. Or Tony thinks we're doing a Wonder Years episode. Yes, there is always that too. What have you been working on there, Dan? I feel like all we've ever talked about with you lately is reinflating the Hodag dome.
You know, apparently, that's so funny you say that, because that's what I was going to mention. It's reinflated. They're doing interior repairs. They got to fix the track and the tennis courts, but I should be back up and running for real, you know, maybe in a week or two.
All right. Well, good. See, again, all weather related. Now the weather is not so great out there, but hopefully not in a way that would that would be awful, to just have another storm go through and go, oh, there goes the dome again. So yeah. let's keep things on the good side of repaired, shall we say. Actor Dave Thomas is 76 years old today. Let's see, a couple of business anniversary notes. Guy named Levi Strauss received a patent this day in 1873 for blue jeans with copper rivets. Which, when you think about it in hindsight, it's like, wait a minute, that was the big technological advance, was pants with rivets in them? But we're all still wearing our blue jeans today, aren't we?
I'm wearing.
It was originally workman's wear, is that right? For like going out in the mines? Yeah,
that's right. And now, now we purposefully wear them distressed.
Right.
Let's see. This is also the birthday in 1818 of William Fargo, who co-founded Wells Fargo and American Express. On this day in 1965, the Rolling Stones debuted a certain song of theirs on an American variety show called Shindig.
Here's the number one national hit song that was heard for the first time in the world right here on Shindig. And here are the guys who made it famous, the Rolling Stones!
Isn't it weird? It is now weird, given that it was 60 years ago today, to see them just so young and energetic, and the song was brand new, and it's so... Not that now. It's nice to go back in history. We found this on YouTube. You can find the clip as well. And to have these shows like Shindig, where songs can be premiered, and I don't know that we have anything like that, especially now that MTV doesn't, you know, have, like, music videos anymore or anything like that. We have people like The Voice and American Idol, but we don't really... Yeah, it's not quite the same, is it? The Young Rascals had a number one hit this day in 1967 with Groovin'. Wings had a hit this week in 1978 with a little luck, going to number one.
That's weird. With a little help, with a little luck. It's all Beatles stuff.
That's right. Yeah. No. Wait. Jane Wiedlin, Go-Go's guitarist, is 67 years old today. Busta Rhymes is 53. Rachel Platten, who gave us Fight Song, is 34 years old today. On this day in 1989, Paula Abdul notched her second number one hit with the title track to her debut album.
Can I just make a point about Miss Jane Wiedlin, who's turning 67 today?
Yes.
Oconomowoc, Wisconsin's very own Jane Wiedlin.
Really?
Oh, thank you for that reminder. Yep. Yes.
She is from Oconomowoc. Right.
Yes, and we could have played Rush Hour from her. She had a hit on the charts as well as a solo artist. And it was 3 years ago today that Harry Styles released his third solo album, Harry's House, which debuted at number one on the charts. All I really see there is, I think, Jimmy Fallon doing some kind of a spoof on this. It's a very spoof-worthy tune.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Let's see. This is National Band Directors Day. Dan, were you in band? You
played? I was in band. I played trombone, just so I could, you know, slide it back and forth. And I was last chair, I think, so I wasn't anything special.
I didn't know last chair was a thing. Okay. And this is World Bee Day as we get near the end of No Mow May. How's that going for you over there, Greg?
I mowed the front yard yesterday. The backyard is insanity. So if it's nice out or acceptable enough for today, I'm going to start mowing the backyard because I'm over it.
And so, bees, you're on notice. Enjoy your World Bee Day.
Yeah.
Just stay out of Greg's yard later
today. Exactly.
And this is also National Weights and Measures Day, to which I would again direct people to the rant that already took place earlier in the show about the metric system. It's like, why are we still doing things the way that we are with weights and measures?
My dad told me in school, like, they would teach him the metric system because they're like, all right, we're going to convert soon. Let's just learn
it. Yes.
That was, man, 100 years ago about.
Could you even imagine someone today bringing a weights and measure bill in and all of, like, Fox, right. all of them just losing their minds?
Would absolutely go crazy, yes. Hey, Dan is going to hang around after the news, and two more hours still to come as we get rolling with another one of those Tuesday mornings here, powered by Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the...
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News brief. 4 days after that mass jailbreak in Louisiana, six inmates are still on the run, police assuring the public.
We're confident this time that we have actionable intelligence on all of those fugitives. And we hope in the coming days, if not the coming hours, that we have them all apprehended. But we need the public's help.
More tornadoes tore through the nation's midsection yesterday, with at least four confirmed in Nebraska and in Oklahoma, where this longtime resident says.
This is the first time in 44 years that I had two trees down at one time.
And the National Weather Service says more dangerous weather is in store. Following his latest parlays with the Russian and Ukrainian leaders, President Trump says Pope Leo may have a role in the peace process.
I think maybe that could help some of that anger. So having it at the Vatican would be, in Rome, would be a very, I think it would be a great idea.
But Germany's defense minister says yesterday's phone conversation between President Trump and his Russian counterpart just showed Vladimir Putin doesn't want to end the war. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.